Good morning, my rankles. There's a few untold stories from my travels, but I've been so busy I haven't had time to tell them. Just stepping out onto the top balcony of Kampot Manor, and it looks like Mel is doing exercises. Mel is the sister of Tim, who owns the hotel. Good on you, Mel. She's doing exercises. She's lying on her back with her legs, arms out like Jesus. And her knees are up and she's doing, I don't know, what do you call it, a stomach. Hey, Sprocket! And Sprocket the dog, he's giving me love from downstairs. I gotta go say hello to him. It's such a beautiful hotel. I love it. It's $30 US a night, which is such a bargain. I had difficulty getting a tuk-tuk home last night because, anyway, long story, tell you soon. Hello, Sprocket. Hello, my boy. Hello, doggy. Are you looking after Mel while she does her exercises? Are you? What a good boy. Oi, stop it. He's a sweetheart. I don't know why he's barking. He's looking after Mel. I need a cup of coffee. No one's in the kitchen. I turn it on myself. I'm too early for breakfast. This hotel, weirdly enough, reminds me of an orphanage that my mum worked in when I was a kid. Especially the kitchen. She used to take me and put me in the kitchen, and she'd give me a sugar cube to keep me quiet while she went and worked with all the orphans. Weird childhood. Oh yeah, so they told me not to pay more than $2 for a tuk-tuk back here after town, and all the tuk-tuk drivers got angry and refused to take me. So I think $2 is the local price. So I just thought, why did I do that? I should have just paid. Oh, that's why I only had $2. And then a $100 note, which would have, they would have robbed me if I'd showed them that. And they all got angry, and I don't like making people angry. And what's another dollar? I'll tell you what, I'm going to make sure I've got $3 today and just pay it. Saves a lot of heartache because it's very dark and isolated out here where this hotel is. Just taking my dirty coffee cup back to the kitchen. There's lots of stairs, that's why I'm breathing heavily. So yeah, what's another dollar? Just pay it and then get home safe. Because, I mean, the reason I chose this hotel is because it's in a quiet area. And I like that, but it is inherent with risk. Hey, it's Coffee with Georgie. Self-serve style. Coffee, coffee with Georgie, coffee in somebody else's kitchen. Coffee, and Georgie just helps herself. Boom, boom. Where's the coffee? I can't see it. Oh, and they've got a... Oh, they've already made it. Okay, great. They've got a drip filter set up. I'm just going to steal some of this. Oh, my God. Oh, it smells great. Can you tell I'm desperate for my coffee? All right, milk. So I didn't catch up with... What's her name? Janetta, yesterday. Because she was busy with her friends, that's fine. So I went into town and I went to this French wine bar run by Pierre Jean. And it was amazing. Oh, how many minutes are we up to? There goes the milk. Oh, I'm doing this in voice notes. Oh, it's nearly 5. Okay, I'll tell you about the French bar later. Steak tartare and Chardonnay. That's all I need to say, really. Okay, more on that later.
Good morning. Good morning, Georgie D.
Good morning, Paul. And good morning, everybody else. Hope you're all well post-Christmas. This hotel, it reminds me so much of the image that I always had in my head of Hotel California. It's very reminiscent of somewhere lost in space and time, and you never want to leave.
On a dark desert highway, cool wind in my head, warm smell of curly chives. On a dark desert highway, cool wind in my head, warm smell of curly chives rising up through the air. Up ahead in the distance, I saw a shimmering light. My head grew heavy and my sight grew dim. I had to stop for the night. There she stood in the doorway, I heard a mission bell. I was thinking to myself, this could be heaven, or this could be hell. Then she lit up the candle, and she showed me the way. There were voices down the corridor, I thought I heard them say, welcome to the Hotel California, such a lovely place, such a lovely place. There's plenty of room at the Hotel California, any time of year, you can find it here. Her mind is definitely twisted, she's got the Mercedes Benz. She's got a lot of pretty, pretty boys that she calls friends. How they dance in the courtyard, sweet summer sweat. Some dance to remember, some dance to forget. So I called off the captain, said, please bring me my wine. He said, we haven't had that spirit here since 1969. And still those voices are calling from far, far away. Wake you up in the middle of the night just to hear them say, welcome to the Hotel California, such a lovely place, such a lovely face. They're living it up at the Hotel California, what a nice surprise, bring your alibi. Mirrors on the ceiling, pink champagne on ice. She said, we are all just prisoners here of our own device. In the master's chamber, they gather for the feast. They stab it with their steely knives, but they just can't kill the beast. Last thing I remember, I was running for the door. I had to find that passage back to the place I was before. Relax, said the night man, we are programmed to receive. And you can check out any time you like, but you can never leave. We'll be right back.
What are you drinking?
This one?
Yeah,
the Sauvignon.
The Sauvignon Blanc.
That's Sauvignon Blanc.
But from the same wine factory.
Yeah.
And do you drink? What do you drink?
Chardonnay.
Ah, it's a Chardonnay.
Yes, yes. I used to drink Sauvignon Blanc. Now I like Chardonnay.
Uh-huh. It's a good game. It's a good game.
Yeah. Yeah. When I first started drinking red, I drank Merlot.
Yeah.
And now I drink Pinot Noir and Cabernet Sauvignon and Shiraz. And you? Do you drink red?
Oh, it's very different for us. We come from a wine area.
You come from Germany?
Yes. And we come from the German wine street.
It's near to France.
It's near to France, Alsace, it's the French border. And along the 100 kilometers to German wine street. We have a lot of different wine. And also in the near of our hometown, it's another wine area. It's Hessen wine.
Some German wine areas, but then of course we have a border to France, and where it's here in France is very famous for wine, and therefore we have a lot of choice. And you know, if you as long as you have a choice, you just pick it. You pick it,
And you are looking for the grapes, what kind of grapes are, and then you said, oh, most. In our area, most famous is Riesling, white wine.
That's what I was going to say. Riesling is the most famous.
And so I pick up Riesling. She's more from Burgunder wines.
Burgundy wines, also, which has to do with the Chardonnay. And he likes, you know, the most famous German wine is Riesling. But you have to drink it in a dry way, not the old ones when it was very sweet and it's not good.
But we are very interested about wine. Travel now. I say in the great scene, we travel around the world to try wine. Now we have a reason. Now we have
a reason. Cambodia is not the right place to do that. But
actually, I've had a lot of luck with wine in Cambodia. I'm from Australia. We have fantastic wine.
One of our favorite countries,
Chardonnay. Are you been there?
Yeah.
We've been there. We're going to go there again, but you know, the country is so extremely expensive.
It's so far away.
Very expensive. Because when last time we've been to Australia was 2008, and you had the euro and the Australian dollar was for us for a big chance. That's really good. But we go next year for 3 months.
Next year we save a lot of money. We go there.
Are you coming to Western Australia?
Yes.
That's where I live.
Margaret River.
Yes.
Margaret River. Oh my God. I teach hospitality, so I teach wine.
Oh, we have the right place here.
But my it's not my main subject. So hospitality is one of the things I teach. But actually, I'm a barista by trade. But yeah, I have never been a sommelier. But yeah, I've learned a lot about wine this last 2 years because I had to teach about wine. So how do you say this word? Gewürztraminer? Am I saying it right?
Perfect.
Yes. I teach my students. They're like, how do you say this word? I'm like, Gewürztraminer. So that's actually quite a sweet one.
You brought roses and wine, then ran out of time. Where are you going to? Said you'll be back at 9, a comfort to my mind. Am I a fool? Do you really care, my lover, my friend? Then stay with me till the bitter end. Or is this our last goodbye? No more roses and wine with you. Badum, 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 but where you going to? Badum, 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 but am I a fool? Have you made your bed, sweet lover, dear friend, confusing me with your fucked up head? So until you can decide, no more roses and wine with you. And where you gonna lead me? I'm lost, can you find me? You promised you would say us a tired game of teasing us all. Please release me. I'm begging you to stop. You return just after nine with more roses and wine and some candy too. Go give them to your wife, keep her satisfied, 'cause she loves you and you love her and you love me.
German is called Öxle. Öxle. It's a the heaviness.
I can't remember the word. It's a very strange name. Not many people know. Hey, so Prost.
Yeah, Prost. Yeah. Prost. Yeah, German is very good.
Dankeschön. Wow. Wow, that's nice. I like this one better. When I first started drinking white wine, I liked very clean, crisp, with a short finish. Now I like the big, bold, buttery Chardonnay. Yeah, your palate changes. Yeah. You know?
And it also depends how much you drink. If you drink, of course. If you drink one
if you're
one,
used to drinking wine, it's
we are used to drinking wine.
It's different to not having any idea what wine could be. So if you are in a, let's say, in a flush to drink wine and taste this wine, then you are more ready to you are more open to other things, to other wines.
Yeah.
If you're like him now, here in Asia, my husband only drinks beer.
Yeah.
And as soon as I say, okay, look, there's a wine bar, I said, oh, come on, let us drink a cold beer. I said, no, we just try here. And then he has to get used to it.
But normally we drink, we are wine drinker, really. And also, from time to time, a lot of. And therefore, I think if you drink a heavy wine, what you said is full of flour, power, you can't drink so much. You drink a small glass and you said, okay, I have all what I like to have.
But
if you drink a light wine, like also maybe like a fresh Riesling. A dry one. It's fresh.
It's easy to drink.
Yeah, acid, and the acid makes light, makes it fresh, like summer, in summertime. You can drink a lot of. I mean, you like to drink.
Two, that's me. Yeah? Two, done. Jumping.
and the cotton is high. Oh, your daddy's rich and your ma is good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry.
One of these mornings, you gonna rise up singing. Yes, you spread your wings and you take to the sky. But till that morning, there's nothing can harm you. Standing by.
Summertime.
Yeah, that was senses.
And the living is easy.
Oh, Betty Susan.
Fish are jumping and the cotton is high. Oh, your daddy's rich and your ma is good looking.
They sent some winemakers to France to study the winemaking,
yes.
And then they came back to Australia,
yeah.
And they used the method, but they changed the
method of doing. The method of doing.
Everything was cleaner, yeah. You know, and new. Like all the wineries, because there's wineries in France.
We have many
similarities in the German winemaking and the Australian, maybe, although you have a much larger country, much more possibilities. But, you know, in the 80s, the German wine, you couldn't drink it. It was really
same as Australia.
And then in the 90s, the young people came and they said to their fathers, forget all about what you learned. I'm studying that kind of winemaking. And then they started slowly. And then since the beginning of the end of the 90s, the German wine, I mean, what they can do, I mean, it's formally, it's the most of what they can do is Riesling. There's no country which make better Riesling than Germany.
That's true.
Because they have the soil, they have the climate, they have everything.
It's all about the terroir.
Yeah, that's right. That's special for Riesling. But we had the same problem with what you said with the youngsters. And now now they are not as young as they were, but they're now the younger. They said, Father, we don't make quantity, we have to make quality.
Yeah.
We studied in our country, the University for Winemakers.
Oh.
and they studied there 3 or 4 years, come back, said, "Father, now we change the..." Father said, no, quality.
Yeah, you know, before they kept all the grapes, and then the son said, "No, we don't keep all the grapes, we just put it away, we just have one stripe, and then we take all the sun will come into this one," and this, and the son said, "How can you do this? We have so many grapes."
And the father had water in the eyes because they cut the grapes and say, "We need only 3, that must be the best.
Because it makes the flavor better."
Yeah.
And to cut the leaves, everything, you know. This came from the younger people. They were about their 25th year in 1900, let's say 95. Yeah. And since that period, we have been quite...
They have those, you can study viticulture in Margaret River.
Yeah, yeah.
They have the colleges to study viticulture in Margaret River. Wow, that's amazing that we have the same history.
Yeah, and it was, I remember a very nice time in the West in Australia, because you can try wines, very good wines. You eat very, very well, very good in these wine factories. So now the wine factories.
Wineries.
And it was a really nice time. And we had a camper.
Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Don't
Spanish here again, because I also before was many times in Asia, so we travel now around Asia. But next year, before South Australia and South Africa will come again, we go. We have to go because we feel it. You know, we are not so young, and we think that we should do this now and not 5 years later.
So, are you retired?
Yeah.
Me.
Fantastic. Yeah. What was your job before?
Air hostess.
Oh, really? Wow. I'm a teacher.
No,
too far.
Had to go back because, you know, I wanted to go north of Perth, and we had to see the pinnacles in the Cervantes. Yeah, Cervantes. And then at Christmas time we went back to Perth and we went to the Hillary Beach, and it was a great experience because everybody went with their dogs on the first day, on the Christmas day.
Yes.
Dogs on the beach.
Yeah.
And then we just lost our dog, and we were so, you know, very sad that this dog was.
And you got to see the dog.
And we saw all the people with their dogs. It was so nice, you know.
You know, I lost my dog. My dog died a year ago, and I like going to the dog beaches so I can just touch the dog. Actually, the hotel I'm staying at here, they have a beautiful dog.
Yes.
A friend of mine, Mark, dog.
What is a ras? A special ras, or is it
a race?
It's well, it's nicer than most dogs.
Yeah, it's just a mixture.
Much nicer. It's big, black, fluffy dog.
Yeah, okay.
And friendly. And I'm like, oh, I miss my dog. I miss my dog. I don't know where he is.
We had 14 years a dog, a big one, a French.
13.
A French. A
French poodle?
No, it's a Brian. It's a
Brian. It's a French sheepdog.
French sheepdog.
Oh, yes, yes.
Also like this here.
My dog was this big.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our dog was such big because of hairs. He had wool.
Yes.
But if he was wet, he was very...
Don't you cry when they die. Cry.
I don't like remember. It was a hard time.
I still can't look at the photos or the videos in my phone. I know they're there of my dog, but it's 1 year ago. I still can't look.
I understand this so
Well. Very much. Because very much.
I cried about 2 years about...
Yeah.
Once in a while I had to cry.
It's a long relationship.
Yeah, a good relationship. Very nice. Yeah. Very
deep. My fourth cat as well,
yeah.
I've had four cats. One got to 30 years old.
30? No, I can't.
30. 30. Another one, 19. Another one died young because he was a weird little runt. And now this one is only 5 years old. Yeah, I've got a cat to 13 years old.
Oh, this is nearly impossible.
Even for a cat, it's really...
I was so sad. I can't... My son's a musician, and when the cat starts, he plays the song as I'm burying the cat. He goes on the piano. He played Adele. He's going to play some sad mummy. He was only 14, you know? So sad.
Try
for not cat people.
Exactly.
Not cat people as well.
No. I had 20 years ago. I had a cat.
Oh, yeah.
You were not.
But the cats are not as close. For me, it was special. Cats are very different, and dogs are very close by people, by the boss. I mean by them.
That's the problem with the bulldogs.
By the mother, by the father. But, and you know, dogs make big eyes. Look at you and understand you without words. And this is a cat is special. That's
But it's different to a dog.
It's still, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
A dog is dependent on you. A cat.
Yeah.
See you later.
See you later. Yeah. Now I have no time. I have to go outside.
I gotta go see my other lady.
Yeah.
But you know, I like my cat because I live in a very big house near the river.
Yeah.
So there's lots of trees and grass and there's lots of mice.
Uh-huh.
And he kills in the mice season. He kills one every second day.
All around our neighbors has cats. And they bring the mouse to us at home, right for the dog.
Yes.
And they're probably upset that we have. Thank you.
the magic spell you cast. This is love, the iron rose. When you kiss me, heaven sighs, and though I close my eyes, I see love, the iron rose. When you press me to your heart, and in a world apart, a world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above. Everyday words seems to turn into love song. Give your heart and soul to me, and life will always bleed. Love the iron rose.
This bit with your nail.
Not with your nail.
Yeah. Akun. Akuntra. Good. Yeah, you play with me. Sterling. You grab this one, darling. Sterling. We'll share. Ready? Steady? Go.
Go.
Beautiful.
Little boy, yes.
Where are you going, Miss Smarty Pants?
Oh, I just thought I'd make a bit of an effort today and get showered and dressed and arrive.
Good girl. That's me next.
Family lunch today.
I'll get around to it eventually.
You want some of this? Yeah, no rush,
of you young folks been saying to me, "Hey, Pops, what you mean, what a wonderful world? How about all them wars all over the place? You call them wonderful? And how about hunger and pollution? They ain't so wonderful either. But how about listening to old Pops for a minute? Seems to me it ain't the world that's so bad, but what we are doing to it, and all I'm saying is see what a wonderful world it would be if only we'd give it a chance. Love, baby, love. That's the secret. Yes. If lots more of us loved each other, we'd solve lots more problems. And man, this world would be a guesser. That's why old Pops keeps saying, I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They're like much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Hey there, my wrinkles! I'm sitting at a French cafe in Kempot, and it's on the river. Wooden tables, white umbrellas, bamboo and plant pots. Lots of boats in front of me. They're like houseboats, but they're restaurant houseboats. And then across the river, behind all those buildings over there, somewhere over there is my hotel, are the mountains. And I just heard from my Danish friend, Shanetta, that there is an abandoned old casino up there and a new casino and something else interesting. I can't remember what. I can't think of anything more enticing than an ancient, abandoned, crumbling casino shrouded in the mountaintop clouds in Cambodia. So I will make a trip there tomorrow. I don't really want to go on my own though, and I don't really want to ride a motorbike, so I need to find a friend. So tonight's journey, tonight's goal, tonight's mission, if you choose to accept it, Georgie D, is to go to some restaurants in Kempot and enroll an unsuspecting tourist into being your friend for the day. That's right, that's how we roll. When we're on holiday, we make friends, we smile. So that's my goal tomorrow, and if not, then I suppose I could go on my own, but I really don't want to travel for an hour into the mountains on my own. In Asia, I'm sure it's mostly safe, but you never know. Oh, this town is famous for pepper. It's amazing. They have this salted pepper, black, green and white, and it's not really hot like normal pepper. It's got this amazing fragrant flavor and the salt combined together. Ugh, just love it. I want to take some back to Australia, but I'm not sure whether they'll let me, so I'll have to risk confiscation and a possible fine. But we're going to try. Yes, we're going to use the importation method of Georgie D, which is declare a couple of things. And then they'll go, oh, you're so sweet that you declared this and there's nothing wrong with it. And then ignore the rest of your luggage. Janetta is having a massage. They didn't have enough room for me, but that's okay. I had one the other day in Siem Reap. And then after that, we're going to find a nice houseboat for happy hour cocktails this afternoon. And that will be me done, I think. I'll have a rest. I might go find another massage parlor and then find dinner and make a new friend. Win friends and influence people. Boom. I never read that book. I don't think I have that problem. I don't want to influence anybody. I just want to spread the joy and the love. I want to buy the world a Coke and spread love everywhere.
Oh, misty eye of the mountain below, keep careful watch of my brother's souls. And should the sky be filled with fire and smoke, keep watching over during sun.
Desolation comes upon the sky.
Had a drink with my friend. What's her name again? Gosh, it's been a whirlwind tour. Shanetta. Went round the markets with her, bought some toothpaste because I've lost mine. I've lost so many things. I lost my hair roller for my fringe. I don't know if anybody of you has seen that video on Instagram, but I've lost that, so I can't do my fringe anymore. So it's just all curly, which is interesting to say the least. Georgie gone wild. And then we had a coffee, and then we went to get massages, but they weren't available for me, only for her, and she's got a sore neck. And I was like, you take the session. I could have gone and found another masseuse, but I was a bit, I don't know, didn't feel like it. So I went to another bar, which I read about on the internet to check it out, and my friends were there, the owner of this hotel and his sister. And I had a chat to them about the mountain, and he said that if the clouds clear tomorrow, that he will take me. And his sister wants to come too. So isn't it nice when you make friends and you get special treatment like that? Because I thought, that's amazing. I don't have to go out and appropriate a stranger and convince them to come hang out with me in the mountains tomorrow. Not to mention he's local and he's got the language and he's cool, man. He's cool. Tim and Mel, they're well cool. So if the clouds lift tomorrow off the misty mountains, Georgie D's going to be looking at amazing architecture and then looking down at the city of Kampot. Lots of photos. Can't wait. Let's hope the clouds lift. I think I'll have to do my clearing the cloud cover dance song. Bit of, what did Scotla used to call it? Hoo-hoo? Not hoo-hoo. Woo-woo. Anything mystical. He called a woo-woo. What a cute little phrase. Okay, so I'm shattered. I had one Pimm's cocktail at the Ricky Tiki something bar, and that was it. I was done. I left everybody there. I left my friend Shanetta, who met us with Mel and Tim, and said, see you later, guys. And got in a tuk-tuk and came home. And I've just been chilling home at the Hotel California. What a lovely place, what a lovely face. And Georgie's living it up at the Kampot Manor in Cambodia. Any time of year, you can see her here. And I've just been chilling, man. I didn't even manage to go to sleep. Weird, weird. I've had the most vivid and strange dreams since I've been in Cambodia. Very odd. Last night was very, very odd. I'm not going to go into it. It's too strange. Too strange for anchor. Ba-ba-bum. So that's my update. I'm going to Netflix and chill. I don't think I'm even going to bother with dinner. Oh, and I just researched the Mediterranean diet for women of a certain age group. And I think that might be better for me than the bulletproof coffee protocol, which had stopped working.
So I'm going to give it a go. I've been doing research on my health and my diet and my body and stuff. And I thought, you know, Georgie, just try. You're already doing low carb. And that doesn't seem to be going anywhere. So maybe cut down on the sugars and try a Mediterranean diet, high in olive oil, not butter. Wish me luck, huh? Here we go. Mountain update to come tomorrow. On a hot Asian highway, warm wind in my hair, sweet smell of the lotus rising up through the air. Up ahead in the distance, I saw a shimmering light. My head grew heavy and my sight grew dim. I had to stop for the night. There they stood in the doorway. I heard the tuk-tuk ring his bell. And I was thinking to myself, this could be heaven or this could be hell. Then they turned on the porch light and they showed me the way. Asian voices down the corridor, I thought I heard them say, hey, welcome to the camp of Mana, Cambodia. Such a lovely place, such a lovely face. Plenty of room at the camp of Mana, Cambodia. Any time of year, you can find it here.